Thank you, everybody, for being here today. We're going to preach on something. Let's see what we're going to do. Have you ever been tired? Have you ever been weary? Have you ever been wore out? Or just overwhelmed? All that, you know, at some point we have, right? Sometimes we get tired physically. Even, and so the greatest athlete that I am, I still get tired too. So, that, yeah. Jeremiah 31:25. Real short and sweet verse. We're going to build off of that. But I got something extra for you. Y'all go ahead and flip to that. That's what we're going to start with. I'm going to give you a glimpse of the end, too. For later, I want you to go to Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Hold that spot. We'll cover it when we get there. You know, if you look around, you're always going to see somebody in need of some, you know, uplifting, strength, rest, and it's all around us, right? My dad always says, you think you got problems, look around, you'll find somebody worse than you. And that's a fact, you know. So we need to, what's good about it is we don't have to do it alone. We don't have to go through these things alone. And those of you like titles for our sermons, the God who satisfies the weary. The God. Not a God, the God. The one and true God in His Son Jesus Christ. Jeremiah 31:25. I'm assuming y'all there by now. I will refresh. Now this is the NIV version. We got a King James version. It's worded a little bit different, but I pulled all the words and put them together, and it comes out the same thing. But I will refresh the weary and satisfy the faint. Dear Father, thank you for this day and this opportunity to hear your word. Just open our minds and hearts to what you have us receive with these few words of Scripture. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We're going to, you know, usually I tell y'all, we're going to unpack these verses. There's not a lot there. Just a few words, but they're powerful words. And we're going to go from off of that. I will refresh the weary and satisfy the faint. God alone can fully satisfy the exhausted, discouraged, and empty soul. He's big enough to do that. Amen. And we get in more than that as we go. Our purpose of this sermon, what God laid on my heart a while back, is we're going to encourage believers, that's you and I, if you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you was here last week, you got to hear a sermon on salvation, on the simplicity of doing that. So if you don't have Him, get Him. And we can do that at the end or right now, whatever we need to do. But make sure, if you want a good hope and an answer for all your problems and stuff, is through Jesus Christ. So we're going to encourage believers, one another, spiritually, emotionally, physically, weary, by reminding them that God promises refreshment and renewal. You can go through a spiritual downpour too. A spiritual low. We can do that. We can be discouraged and kind of lose our way sometimes a little bit and forget that we need to revert back to what God has for us, or what He can do for us. Let me give you a little laundry list. People are tired physically. Well, we know that, right? We all, at some point or another, by the end of the day, we're tired physically. Families are tired emotionally. I got a family right now that's tired emotionally and physically, going through a loss. Christians are tired spiritually. Notice it says Christians are tired spiritually. If you're not a Christian, you ain't going to be spiritually tired. Believe it or not, pastors become weary. And y'all know this one. Parents become weary.
Amen.
And workers become weary. Even the faithful servants of God experience exhaustion. We do. That's the way it is. John 16:33. In reference to that. This is Jesus speaking. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world.
Amen.
Notice what he said, not if or when. Not if, it's when. He said you're going to have troubles in this world. But he's overcome the world. He took care of that. He's there for us. We got some scripture later when you're talking about his yoke, leaning on him. Give it to him. And it's hard to do sometimes. We want to fix our own stuff. Now, you got to put a little effort into it. Yes. But don't forget where your true source comes from, Jesus Christ. I talk to people all during the week, different times, a lot. I know y'all going through some stuff. I say y'all as in just general people. I know. Hey, guess what? I am too. I do too. I also do that. There's my English coming out. Y'all impressed? Jeremiah wrote those scriptures. I will refresh the weary and satisfy the hurt when Israel was going through a pretty rebellious and a bad time. And talking about, if you read all around Jeremiah 31, read that whole chapter and some other around it, you'll see that, and same thing with us today, a lot of our issues are caused by our own self. Not saying everything, but a lot of stuff is caused if we put that on ourselves. Just like the Israelites. God has actually got to the point talking about judgment and what he's going to do. But in the midst of all that, he gave them that scripture of some hope. He's saying, yeah, this is going to happen. You caused this. You're doing this. You're rebelling against me. But I will refresh you. I'll take care of you. I don't care what you've done. How bad you think you are, God will always be there for you. Now, let me rephrase that. He is there.
Amen.
He's waiting on you. He's right there. He never strays away. I don't care what environment you put yourself in, God is bigger than any environment or situation you put yourself in. And all he says, just come to me. I'll take care of you. Now, you might have some scars, some battle wounds. I'm sure a lot of people got testimony to some of those. It said God interrupted the message of judgment with promise of hope. Remember we talked about hope before? Not a hope is, I hope this happens. The hope is there. It's happening. He is the hope. A good hope. Not a maybe. A certainty. That's just the introduction. Y'all good? Y'all ready for the sermon?
Come on.
Let's see what we can do with it. Number one, God recognizes our weariness. He recognizes that. Got news for you. When you pray to God and tell him, hey, I'm weary, he already knows that. Don't think there's nothing that takes him off guard. He already knows that. He's waiting on you to respond, to come to him with it. See how you're going to take care of it. Are you going to try to fix it yourself? Or are you going to go to him? And he'll, and through him through you, fix it. God knows when his people are exhausted. He sees what no one else sees. He already knows the next time you're going to be exhausted. He's already there. That's a whole different... We have to do that sermon one day. It's a big word called omnipresence. He's everywhere all the time, back then, right now, and up yonder. Like that old curse term there. Over yonder. Let me give you some examples, some biblical examples of people that were exhausted at wit's end. Humanly speaking, they had nowhere to go. They had to go to God. You know, unfortunately, sometimes we're so stubborn that we had to get to rock bottom before we realize we need him. Don't let that happen. You're still going to go through some stuff. But don't wait till you have no other way to go. But if you do, he's there. He can get you out of it. Remember Elijah under the tree? He had, what's her name? Isabel? Not Isabel. Jezebel. Yeah, I went blank. I don't know who Isabel is. But anyway, Jezebel, a bad woman, was after him, fixing to kill him. But God came and took care of him. David, read the book of Psalms. A lot of his Psalms are when he was needed some help. People trying to kill him also. Had to hide in a cave. He's king at some point in those stories, and he's still running. He's anointed king, and he still has to run because people are after him. But read Psalms. What'd he do? He relied on God. Don't think Moses didn't have any issues leading the Israelites out of Egypt. He had a bunch of them. He had a ton of them dealing with people. They kept rebelling. Paul, carrying the burdens for the churches. A lot of the New Testament, the letters that Paul wrote, are to the churches. He had that burden that God put on him to address the church. Even Jesus himself. Remember when he was resting at Jacob's well? That's John chapter 4. Need to read that. Matter of fact, we did a sermon on that, just that. The woman at the well. He had to rest. Jesus himself had to slow down, sit down, take a break, get a drink of water. God never rebuked his servants simply because they become weary. The problem comes in on how you handle it, what direction you go from there. He's not mad at you. He knows you. You know, we just read that scripture. He knows you're going to be wore out. He knows you're going to go through some stuff. He knows that. So that in itself is not the problem. The problem is how we respond. Are we looking to him? You know, we can be physically weary. Long hours, illnesses, age. We can be emotionally weary. Heartbroken, disappointment, loneliness, grief. And spiritual. Prayer feels difficult. You ever struggled to pray? It just won't flow. You just can't get it. Look, it affects everybody. Bible reading becomes dry. You ever read Leviticus? Discouragement sets in. Being discouraged. So physically, emotionally, and spiritually, but Jesus can fix every bit of that. And somewhere in there, at different points in time, you're going to fall in those categories. But there's hope. Galatians 6:9 tells us, this is one of Paul's letters to the church. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap harvest if we do not give up. Do not give up. You got to kind of look at that. He said, let us not become weary. And what he's talking about is, as long as you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, what God calls you to do, and it's gonna, you're gonna harvest what you do, and never give up. Even faithful Christians grow tired. God is never surprised by our exhaustion. He knows, He sees, and He understands. So let me just real quick, and I know I told you all this before. Jesus came down or was born in this world. God come from heaven in the form of man. So there is nothing, and He was 100% human when He walked this earth. And all His suffering, everything He went through, there is nothing that you can go through that He cannot relate to. You know, and stuff, and they got these words. One of them is sympathy, and one of them is empathy. Sympathy is, I'm sorry for your loss, or I'm sorry for this. Empathy is, I'm sorry for that, because I've been through that too. And there's a difference. Jesus has empathy. He knows whatever situation you are in, or going through, or will go through, He's there. He's been there. Hebrews tells us, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we, or yet he did not sin. There's a blueprint for you. He went through it, and he still didn't sin. But he knows what you're going through. Give it to him. Second thing we're going to talk about is God alone can truly satisfy the soul. Just God alone. We're going to talk about what that means. He says, I will satisfy the faint. So, you know, you got Aramaic, you got Hebrew, you got Greek versions of the, you know, different times and of the Bible. We're not going to get all of that. Then King James come along, got the King James Version, then you got all these other translations as you go. So sometimes, if you get a chance to study and stuff, if you got a word in there, you need to, because sometimes the English word don't match up with the Greek word 100%. I will satisfy the faint. So let me tell you what the Hebrew meaning, what he's talking about, satisfy. To feel completely. To satisfy fully, to refresh abundantly. He ain't just putting a Band-Aid on it. He's fixing it 100%. Brand new. You know, we live in a world, a fallen world. And so here's their Band-Aids. Money. Some of y'all might say, I ain't got that problem. Success, entertainment, relationships, vacations, achievements. These are, you know, all those in themselves are not bad. They're just temporary. Every bit of that's temporary. Put your trust and your hope in what's forever. That's the Lord Jesus. Let him give you that satisfied. I'm going to tell you something. If you will let Jesus fill you with that Hebrew version of satisfy, fill completely, fill you completely up, satisfy you fully and refresh abundantly, all that other stuff will fall into place. And they won't be wrong to do those other things. But your priority, number one, is Christ. In the book of Psalms, I talked about earlier, it says, for he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. I thought that was pretty interesting when I read that. Let me cover that in a minute. Psalms 107:9 is what I just read. That's way before Jesus was at the well physically with the woman in John chapter 4. David is writing what Jesus fulfills at the well. What did he tell the woman at the well? If you drink the well water, you would be thirsty again. But we're talking about the kind of filling the thirst that Jesus is talking about. And you won't be thirsty, hungry. We're talking about spiritually full. You can be spiritually full and spiritually not thirsty and still be physically thirsty or hungry. He refreshes your soul. Jesus told a woman, whoever drinks the water, I give them, will never thirst. You take that word thirst and put whatever you need to in that category, whatever situation or problem or issue or what's going on that's robbing you of your relationship with Christ, and give it to Him, and He guarantees you, you'll never thirst again. Now, that don't say you never have a problem again. It don't say that. We're talking spiritually with Him, that walk with Him, that eternal life, that victory that Jesus died on that cross and done for you and I. It's done. It's complete. Victory in Jesus. The world distracts us. God restores us. The world numbs us, but God heals us. No band-aids. There ain't no band-aid business in heaven. The world entertains, God satisfies. Here's a little illustration, kind of corny, but you know me. You never know what's going to come out of my mouth. Drinking salt water makes you thirstier. Y'all know that, right? You've been swimming, got a mouthful of salt water. Only fresh water satisfies. Likewise, worldly pleasures never satisfy the soul. Only Jesus does. See what we revert back to? Put it all, give it all to Jesus, every bit of it. Number three, God restores the brokenhearted. Weary literally refers to those who are fainting, grieving, or overwhelmed. God specializes in restoration. I'm just going to read this scripture to you because y'all spend a lot of time trying to find it. Joel 2:25 is in your Bible. It's stuck in there. As simple as you can get. I will restore. You know how Jesus takes, it's not rocket science. He simplifies stuff for us. Just like salvation we talked about last week, the simplicity of it, that we overcomplicate. Same thing with our problems, our issues. We got all this stuff going on in our mind, how are we going to take care of it? And the whole time, all we got to do is focus on Christ. He says, I will restore. Period. Give it to Him. He heals the brokenhearted. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. That's Isaiah. God restores hope, joy, peace, strength, purpose, faith. I mean, we can keep on going. He fixes all of that stuff. You know, we talked about joy before. You can have joy and not be happy. There's a difference. Or you can have joy and be happy, but you can't. We're talking about that joy with Christ. We're talking about band-aids, but here's a better way. He doesn't merely patch people up. He makes them new. Now, physically, you know, some of y'all are getting older. I can tell. The evidence is out there. But well, there's some out there looking at me saying, look who's talking. There's some younger than me. So anyway, just jokingly. Don't worry about the physical. This is temporary. I don't care what you do. I don't care how many vitamins you take. I don't care what kind of cream you put on your wrinkles. It don't matter. Jesus Christ has set you for eternity. We're going to just transition right on into that eternity with Him. Don't worry about the stuff here. Don't go use that as an excuse. I ain't got to take care of myself. Yeah, He gives us a brain too, you know. You need to take care of yourself a little bit. I cut back on hamburgers a little bit. I just hadn't started yet. I get there. I talk a good game, but the struggle's real. An exhausted traveler finds an oasis in the desert. The water revives him. God is the oasis for every believer. We got an oasis. Every time we can just go, he provided for us. Now, remember, I did it on purpose, believe it or not. Earlier, I was telling y'all, I read from the NIV. Y'all see on the board there, that's what I study out of. But I also, I got a King James Version right beside me, too, when I study and when I get ready to prepare. Sometimes you need to revert to the King James to make sure that they kind of line up. For instance, in the King James Version of my mind just went blank. Jeremiah 31:25. I will refresh the weary and satisfy the faint. That's the NIV version. So the meaning, break it down in the King James, says that, Charlie, I don't know how to say that word. Jeremiah, yeah, I said I didn't do my homework. I thought I had it written down. Oh, here it is. I do have it. Satiated? S-A-T-I-A-T-E-D. So let me, anyway, it means, the King James Version of the word means completely satisfied, full, or fed to the point that no more is wanted or needed. It's just not satisfying you. NIV uses the word satisfy. It's deeper than that. It's a different word that I can't pronounce. I have satiated, whatever. I have replenished. And notice that too. Not that he's going to, he's already done it. All he's waiting on is a response. He don't have to say, when you come to him with a problem, okay, well, I need to do this for you. He's already done it for you, if that makes sense. The King James Version puts it where he has already done it. So we ain't got to wait on it. We just got to tap into it. Maybe that's the best way to say it. I still don't know what that word is. It ain't saturated. It's something. It's spelled weird. What's that?
Satiated.
Satiated. Okay. Fully restored. Yes. All right, we can move on. Though Jeremiah spoke before Israel's full restoration, God speaks as though it already has accomplished. God knows what's ahead, what's coming. He knows. One of the hardest things for us, once you get this, I've been working on this, trying how to word it. What you need to focus on is when you come to Christ, the bad hope I like to use. Don't think that, okay, I hope he fixes my situation. No, he's going to fix your situation. Amen. That's a difference. You come to it knowing, not doubting, or hope he does it. Go into the situation with him, give it to him, and know that he's going to fix it. Amen. It might not fix the way you think you're going to fix it, right, or the way you want him to fix it. Right. And he might not fix it at the time you want to fix it either. It might be down the road. But completely, 100%, give that to him. Amen. All in. You poker players, all in. Put all the chips on the table. That's a true relationship with Jesus Christ. It's all in. Romans tells us God gives life to the dead and calls into being things that were not. He performs. He does things. You know, God just ain't sitting up there in heaven, just sitting there. He's actively working in everybody's life that lets him. And that's where that relationship comes in. He's not going to force you to. He wants that relationship. with you. So whatever you fall into today, we're going to wrap this up. Everyone listening today fits somewhere. Some are tired, some are discouraged, some have been carrying burdens for years. Some are spiritually dry. Some of them are emotionally empty. God's invitation is still open. Jesus said, Matthew 11:28-30, I told y'all to hold that spot. That's what the scripture we're going to close with. Give you time to flip there, because I want you to catch this at the end here. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You need to screenshot that or write it down, stick it on your refrigerator or something. So as a reminder, when things ain't going so good, look at that scripture. He doesn't promise better circumstances. But what it promises is rest, renewal, he's going to fix it. He will fix it. And you know how I like to close. I got a couple questions for you as the musicians come forward. I was talking to the Christians out there, but we got room for the others too. If you're not, today is the perfect day for salvation, the day of the Lord, today, right now. But ask this question, are you carrying burdens you were never meant to carry? Meaning, and I know I hear it all the time, are you trying to control something that you don't need to control or that you shouldn't try to control? Have you been trying to satisfy your soul with things that cannot satisfy? Have you grown weary in your walk with God? If you have, you answer yes to any of those questions, just give it to God. You can come talk to me if you want to. I'll be standing down front on a song of invitation. If you need Christ, you can do it where you're at. You can do it down here. Or you need to dump all your worries and that control problem you got on these altars. They're open. Amen. But just remember, there's only one person you got to give it to, and that's Jesus Christ. He says, again, I will refresh the weary and satisfy the faint. Come to Christ, lay down your burdens, and allow God to replenish your weary heart. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to hear these words that you provided for us, Lord. Just be with us. Just open our minds, our hearts to what you have us received, Lord, and just these questions that were asked, Lord. Let us give it to you. Turn it completely over to you, Lord, 100%. Just thank you for this opportunity again. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.